Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
All right, I'm so excited to welcome back to the show a wonderful person and an outstanding guest. Kayleigh McEnany is the National Press Secretary for the President's 2020 campaign. How are you, Kayleigh?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Good to have you back. I know the debate is tomorrow night. So first of all, I think last night, the referendum in North Carolina was, if they want to call it a referendum, well, then it was a great night for the president.
Oh, it was certainly a great night for the president. That race used to be double digits separating the two candidates. The president closed the gap. Obviously, Dan Bishop won. It was a tremendous victory, and it was only made possible because President Trump put on two rallies in North Carolina. There were five fundraisers by administration officials. The president sent out a dozen tweets and a ton of monetary and volunteer investment. So it just goes to show the power of the president's endorsement in a political race.
The spin by the media today is that the president has a problem in the suburbs. I don't believe it. What do you say to that?
No, that's absolutely ridiculous. Last night made that eminently clear. And for those saying, oh, well, you know, he should have won by more. Well, first of all, a win is a win. But second of all, there's a big difference when President Trump's name is on the ballot. He won that district by 12 points when he ran in 2016. Now it's a game of not winning support, but translating support to another candidate, which is pretty tough to do. But nevertheless, the president managed to do it. He doesn't have a problem in the suburbs. The economy soaring. It's never been hotter. And this president will soar to victory.
Kayleigh, talk to me about the Democrat candidates who are on that stage. I mean, it seems to me like they've gone so hard left. Even Biden, you know, coming out against coal and natural gas. There's no way you can win Pennsylvania, which you have to win to become president, with that kind of an idea. It's like they've all gone so hard left that there's no one, I don't think. I mean, even Rahm Emanuel said none of these Democrats can relate to Americans in a general election.
No, exactly. I mean, if you'll remember back to Hillary Clinton and President Obama wanting to put the coal industry out of work, well, you know, it didn't work out because the coal industry, those states like West Virginia, Pennsylvania, they voted for the president because they knew they could trust him to keep their jobs. Standing on a debate stage like Joe Biden did and saying, I want to eliminate fossil fuels and therefore, you know, thousands of jobs across this country, if not millions when you consider the subsidiary industries, that's a losing strategy. Making your debate slogan, let's put Americans out of work, which is what Joe Biden and all the Democrats represent, a threat to our country, to industry, to the livelihood of this great economy the president has created.
Kayleigh McEnany joins me. She's the National Press Secretary for the President's reelection campaign. You can follow her on Twitter at Kayleigh McEnany, and I will retweet that, of course. You've got, over 260,000 followers, so people can easily find you. You are, I think, a really excellent spokesperson for the president. The media loves to say he also has a women problem, a female voter problem. What do you say to that?
Yeah, again, ridiculous. You know, there are a lot of women who are silent Trump voters, meaning they might not articulate their support out loud to their neighbors, to the media, but they certainly will go in and vote. And I've met a lot of women like that at the president's rallies, some of whom now boldly proclaim their support, wearing MAGA gear from head to toe. But some who just say, look, I know in the quiet of the voting booth that President Trump is best for my family. And, you know, may not scream it from the rooftops because I don't want to talk to a pollster or suffer the backlash that comes with being a Trump supporter. But I support the president nevertheless. And how could you not with the 65-year low in female unemployment, with jobs ticking up, women taking the majority of the new jobs created? This president's opened opportunity for women, and women recognize that. Not to mention, separately paid family leave, which is so important to many women in this country.
Well, well said. I was thinking about it, too, from the perspective of, you just made a great point, and that is that people don't want to admit it. You know, we're living in such a crazy time right now that if they find out you're a Trump supporter, they'll go after you, they'll make your life miserable, they'll publicly confront you. Who would want to tell a pollster that they support the president? Nobody. That's why these polls were wrong in 2016, and I know they're going to be wrong in 2020.
Yeah, exactly. There is a lot of backlash that comes with being a public out there Trump supporter. If you go back and read some of the headlines from 2016, it's, you know, Trump supporter has his car keyed or his house egged or her house egged. You know, there's a lot that comes with it, and being bold is not so easy, but I do think it is important that we are bold. We have to tell our neighbors that we support the president and why. There's so much good news to share, like prescription drug costs coming down. Yesterday alone, we learned that household income has peaked to its highest place since the peak in 1999. So 2 decades, we now have household income at its highest point and poverty at its lowest point since 2001. I mean, there's so much good. There's no reason to be bashful for being a Trump supporter, but I totally get it. It's not easy when you have the likes of CNN and MSNBC making it extremely difficult.
What do you expect the Democrats to do tomorrow night? Are they going to try to go after Joe Biden and get him off the stage? What do you think their strategy is going to be?
I think so, because you've seen Kamala take a punch at Joe Biden. You've seen him relatively untouched by Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. But, you know, they've got to punch Joe Biden. They have to attack him. Their fate depends on it, their electoral fate. The only way you can win this is by overcoming Joe Biden. And I think it can be done. I think it will be done, because Joe Biden is a gas machine. Every other day, there's something wrong he said, so his campaign has to hide him off the trail. And you know, he's not a good candidate. So I do think the name of the game tomorrow is Attack Joe, and that's what we're going to see from a slew of candidates on that stage.
I mean, some of these candidates are barely still, they're at 1%, 2%. I think tomorrow is their last chance, because they're going to just, nobody's going to give them any money if they don't make it, if they don't do a big splash tomorrow night. So for some of these candidates, tomorrow may be literally their last shot.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, we've already seen the stage whittled down from 20 to now 10. And all of these candidates are desperate to hang on as we approach that next debate, especially those at the end of the stage. And everyone's looking to make that big splash or that big impression. And now you've got all the top contenders on one stage. So you have, you know, radical socialists all here duking it out. You don't have them spread out, you know, at the likes of Marianne Williamson and others sprinkled in. These are the top tier. So I think the gloves come out. They have to if these Democrats want to survive this primary.
Kaylee, I hope you'll come back during the campaign and talk more about this. I always enjoy having you on. Your perspective is great. So thank you.
Absolutely. Would love to. Thanks so much for having me.
All right.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.